The Roman Catholic Bishop of Lexington, Kentucky, resigned today, the latest resignation in the church's sex abuse scandal. Three men have accused Bishop J. Kendrick Williams of abusing them when he was a priest. In a statement, Williams said that he did not want his resignation to signify any admission of guilt, but he was resigning to remove the scandal from his diocese.
The scandal will not be removed easily from the American church, though the American bishops will try to do that when they meet in Dallas later this week. The bishops are set to discuss a policy for dealing with priests who are sexual abusers. Many Roman Catholics have called for zero tolerance, removing any priest who has ever committed sexual assault. Theodore Cardinal McCarrick of Washington, D.C. will be at the meeting. He does not think that a zero-tolerance policy is appropriate. He says it is right for priests who will commit sexual assault in the future, but those who may have sinned in the past should be judged by a different standard.
Certainly, as you look to the future, anyone who would do this, we would look for automatic laicization. In other words, being removed from the clerical state, being removed from priestly ministry. In the past, if it happens in the past, I think, let's take him out of public ministry and maybe the possibility of a monastery or some facility where that person could live and no one would be threatened by his being around. So that I think, is another possibility that I will certainly bring up in Dallas, and we'll see how it flies. I'm not sure that's going to be the overwhelming view of the bishops. I think a lot of my brother bishops are now going to say, forwards or backwards, zero tolerance. But I'm not really there yet. I'd like to consider once again the possibility of a man who fails once. The people say, let him stay. He's all right. We'll watch him. We'll care for him. So that's where I am.
How is the theology of the church affecting the discussion of this issue, the balance between justice and mercy, the theology, Christian theology of repentance and reconciliation? Does it differ significantly from, say, public school teachers that have been accused of the same acts?
Well, our theology does call for repentance and does call for forgiveness, obviously. But I think you can forgive and still protect people from the proclivities of someone who's ill, and you can forgive and make sure that someone isn't placed into a situation where temptations will come and whether he could fall again. So I think that you have to make a distinction. Of course we're into forgiveness. Dear God, I wouldn't be around if people weren't forgiving. But on the other hand, and this is what it's all about, it's the protection of children.
As the bishops go into this meeting in Dallas, and you have already outlined ways in which you differ with perhaps what might be the majority of bishops, is it possible for any sort of consensus the way that the church is structured in this country? I mean, there's discretion at the diocesan level. Should there be greater oversight?
I believe that what we're looking for at this meeting is that there will be national norms that every one of us will accept. And I will accept those national norms. If this is what the majority of the bishops desire, if this is what, having talked to their people, having listened to their people, and I have to confess that as I listen to my people, many of them do not feel that my position is strong enough. And so therefore, I'm certainly open to listen to the other bishops, and if we decide as a body that you should have zero tolerance, although I hate that word, zero tolerance forward and backwards, then I will accept it. And that will be the policy in this archdiocese. And I'm sure it'll be the policy in every diocese in the United States.
Cardinal McCarrick, thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Theodore Cardinal McCarrick is head of the Washington, D.C. Archdiocese.